Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
800-400-3697. It's the same as the phone number. It's a number you'd call.
Yes.
You know, this is our number.
Yeah.
Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 818 says, Sarah, you would be greatly disappointed if you see Adam Lambert with Queen.
Oh, no.
I liked Lambert solo, but with Queen, he acts like a Vegas showgirl.
Oh. I might actually like that.
Freddie Mercury cannot be replaced.
Well, that's true, but it's, you know, to see Brian May, I mean, I would, that dude's a freaking genius. I'd kill to see Queen, even with Adam Lambert. I would love to have seen them with George Michael. That would have been.
Oh, they did that?
They did a bunch of shows with George
Michael. Oh, I didn't know that.
I want to say it was like the Live Aid concert or something was the first time that happened.
Live Aid? Yeah. Wasn't that Live Aid in the 80s?
I don't know. I thought it was, not, I don't know. It was one of those big, or maybe it was like a like English concert for the Crown or something. Mm. But some big compilation, you know, ton of bands.
510 says, I saw Adam with Queen in San Jose last year, and oh my God, it was an amazing show. Yeah. You must see it.
And I don't know what you think. I mean, I think that Freddie Mercury is probably pretty
showy.
Yeah.
Not all of them are great, sir.
703 no, says, I miss Steve. Did you Facebook Live?
Can
we see it somewhere?
Is that going to be in the podcast?
He wasn't in.
It was a phone call. It was a phone call.
It'll be in the podcast, yes.
Yeah. But you won't be able to hear the new song.
Not the
but,
new song.
But the
you can
new,
find that.
The video for that song, so obviously the song and the video, are on RadioAlice.com.
Right. Brad put them up.
Yep.
It up.
Yeah, baby.
This is weird. I don't think this is correct.
What is it?
I met Steve Perry when I was 19 years old, working at an interior design firm in San Rafael. We installed new flooring in his house in Mill Valley. He was super sweet and about 4 inches shorter than me, and I'm 5'9". He's not that short.
See how tall he is.
I'm looking at pictures of him from another, our old boss, Jim McGuinn, did an interview with him.
5'7".
He's not that short.
Well, maybe she had high heels on that day.
Maybe.
I'm sorry. The key words in that text are his home in Mill Valley.
Well, this was what was this?
Can he possibly still live there? I gotta have him over for 4th of July. You know, I was doing a lot of reading about him yesterday.
He has a house in Larkspur.
Oh. He and Sammy Hagar are friends.
You got to figure.
Well, he did some backing vocals on like a Sammy Hagar record years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to, you know, I'll ask him about that when he comes in. When he comes in.
Tell him your annual party that you have that all the rock stars
attend.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, next time I got to make it smaller and put out instruments so people can pick some stuff. Like, I was just remiss, you know, like. How did I not put a guitar in Sammy Hagar or Michael Franti's hands? How did that not happen?
Because you don't want to make them
do stuff. I do want to make them.
Well, then they might not want to come to your party. They're
going
to think, what am I, a monkey? You know?
Yeah, monkey, play the guitar. Come on. Sammy.
925 says, nice interview, Sarah. He's back. I'm a big Journey fan, Steve Perry fan. To hear Steve sing again is like a friend coming home.
And he even sang a little in his morning voice. On the show, on the interview, mm-hmm. He was kind of singing along with it.
One of the things I would love to ask him, because it sounds like he got with Journey at 28.
Mm.
And so I wonder if who he was kicking around with, what he was doing before that.
It was a band called Alien Project or something. And one of the dudes in the band died.
Oh.
And they tried to, like, the bass player died, and they were trying to replace a guy, and then he was going to just hang it up. And then a producer for Journey called, or a manager of Journey called, and said, hey, come send a tape. Because they had another, you know, Greg Raleigh was one of the singers, and he wound up leaving the band later, but they had a singer. They had another singer. Like, there's actual videotape out in the world of this. I can't think of the guy's name, of course, but he did a bunch of shows with them
here.
and you know wherever Journey was playing, and they wanted to replace him.
I always think of this the time we had Chester Bennington on our secret. I think it was on our secret show.
Yeah, it was.
When he was talking about rest in peace, by the way. He was talking about how he was leaving the music business. That Linkin Park was going to be his last effort because he was over it.
All right, I'll try it. Right.
He was too old, and that's where the what made me think of it is he was in his late 20s, and he was like, I can't keep chasing this dream. I have kids. Mm-hmm. I think he had a wife or a partner anyway, and he was saying this Linkin Park thing's going to be my last try, and then he hits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's forevermore, right. You know, his life has changed.
Was Chester the one who had... Maybe it's someone else. Like, not only did he have a wife and kids, but he had an ex-wife and other kids living on the compound.
Yeah, presently, yeah. But that wasn't at the time when he made it. It was that, yes, he had a
It just reminded me because you didn't know
very
if it was,
blended
right.
family.
Was
yeah.
that already in existence, or was that something that happened later? Just crazy. I love how some people can really just be adults and make things work.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
really, because then all the kids are, they're all half brothers and sisters. Like, it's great. They're all together. Mm. If you can make that happen, good for you.
Tough, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is.
408 says, what did he say her name was? Kelly?
Kelly.
Breast cancer that spread to lungs, bones, and brain. So she got the full load.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm totally freaking out. Steve is perfect.
He was perfect. He was great. Just from the get-go, enthusiastic. And look, he hasn't had to do a bunch of interviews in a row for 20 plus years. I'm sure he feels a little fresher than he did back in the day.
He's got a full tank at the moment.
Yeah. Well, and he's looking to make a comeback. Like, this is, you know, he said, I'm looking to be relevant.
Thank you for the interview. My son was late for his first day of his senior year because I wouldn't let him get out of the car. Listening to every word of that interview was a priority.
Oh, that's good parenting.
I have goosebumps for all of you. What an amazing experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was incredible. Can't wait for him to come into the studio.
Me either. I did try to shame him a little bit at the end. So we'll see you soon.
He's all right.
What? I don't know anything about that.
Four and five.
If he really does have a house in Larkspur, like, you know. Come on, man. Roll in anytime you want. Just sit in. Vinny's going on maternity leave. You got anything to do for the next 2 weeks? Oh, that's fun.
4 and 5 says, way to let Vinny speak.
Yeah. Actually, we made solid eye contact a couple times and decided who was.
It was really great that way.
Oh. After all these years, we're finally getting it down.
Too bad we'll lose it again before the next one.
Shh, don't say that. Maybe it's all working for us now.
No, we've wrestled. We've had good moments, and then we've had these fallbacks. It's person to person. I think I'm surprised that the pre-warning worked for you, because I would think that you would have built it up too big and it would have been more trouble.
It was the perfect amount of time. Okay. When you think about it, there was only one show in between me finding out and him actually coming on. Like yesterday, so I didn't have time to dwell on it, but it wasn't a total, but I was ready because it wasn't a total surprise.
Anytime.
Boy, my emotional management has got to be tough on you guys.
It's weird.
Sorry, my apologies.
Anytime that I've ever gotten nervous, and I'm not saying I don't because I do, but too much pre-advance warning, I will build something to be bigger than it should be.
I think that's just human nature.
Right, and that to me, I'm like, just turn me on now.
Yeah. Let's just do this right now. I'm
believe
ready.
Me, I'm
my
ready.
Homework. I've studied.
If
right.
you make me wait, you're going to have me in a freaked out, you know, nervous version
like
of me.
Well, it's like I said earlier today, like I've already done that interview 30 times in my head since Monday when I found out. 30 is probably a low number. Like, what if I say this and then he says this? Then I'll say this and maybe he'll say this.
Sarah, you did a great job containing yourself. Almost zen-like, in fact. LOL, nice work keeping it together.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing. I did try. Isn't it so stupid that our listeners are like giving me emotional support over, Sarah, you didn't lose your mind. It's like, how do we even have this job?
It was just therapy, Sarah.
Vinny, roll with every situation and back up Sarah's nerves seamlessly like a perfect team.
Oh, we are a good team.
Steve Perry and I in New York in 94.
That's she was.
That's the picture
much
you
younger,
got there.
Or? That's cute.
Remember you did that text on the hills, Vinny? The girl said that he was not very tall.
Oh yeah.
Me again. It was 1980 when I met Steve, and maybe I was wearing heels. I think I was expecting him to be taller since he was such a large personality.
Right, sure.
I always
only like an inch
taller than
Vinny,
they are.
Yeah. Well, sure, you know, they stand on boxes in their videos and stuff. Sarah, or they raise their chair up really high.
Or they got the lips.
Right. Sarah told Steve Perry she peed herself. LOL.
Guess who made me do that?
You're welcome.
My wonderful teammate.
That and his reaction were so great. Loved that interview. So humble and thoughtful. I am stoked.
It was fun. I actually had fun during an interview, which never happens.
So there's just an endless page after page of people
That's
who
so
love
sweet,
that. So I wanted to read as many as I could without repeating, but we are getting into the point where this is fairly repetitive. Lots of people loved it. I'm super stoked that it went well.
Me too.
I didn't want no trouble from our boss.
No, that was the other thing too. There were so many cooks in this kitchen. It was, we didn't want to say the wrong thing or screw up some relationship.
Right. Is Steve Perry on Sarah's hall pass list?
I actually don't want to bone Steve Perry. We had this conversation on yesterday's Secret Show, actually. That's a podcast we do. That you can find at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or wherever podcasts are sold. They're free, mostly. He is absolutely my idol, vocally, but I do not, he was never like a big crush for me or anything. I like his face. He's,
Yeah, I think he's handsome.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
What if he was singing to you, though?
I don't know. Maybe. I wouldn't put him on my hall pass list. Sorry, Steve.
415. Yes, please know that you guys make a big difference in every listener's lives, especially this one. I love starting my day cracking up.
Oh, thank you so much for letting us be in your life.
Haha, you guys are like my counselors. That's 408.
We really will be too. You write us a bad advice. We'll give you our unabridged, uncensored thoughts on it.
415 says, hey Vinny, you can use brown sugar for cinnamon toast. Probably, but I thought I was using regular. This is a story from yesterday. I just ended up. Who keeps salt in a clear container? Clear Tupperware under the other sugar. Apparently, my missus does, but I didn't know that, and I made cinnamon salt toast for my kid and
delicious.
Until she was
a whole new taste experience.
Damn, that's too spicy. I'm like, you take another bite.
Child abuse, Ben.
The missus from over on the couch goes, you didn't use the thing under, that's salt. And I'm like, spit that out, honey, right here in my hand. I'm so sorry.
I wasn't trying to kill you. It's just salt. Don't worry.
I wasn't trying to give you high blood pressure at all.
Sheesh. 510 says, where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
She's working in Sonoma, I think.
Shouldn't you know more about her whereabouts?
I mean, checking every once in a while.
650 says, I'm so excited you're going to start to post classic secret shows. Can you mention again where we need to go to find those? Thank you so much.
Yeah, RadioAlice.com, Radio.com. iTunes has podcasts. I mean, if you have an iPhone, I don't know if this is true on the Android, but probably they have something similar. There's a little purple icon. It's one of those ones you can't ditch off your phone. And it has a little microphone in it. And if you touch that, it takes you to iPod or Podcast Central. And that's your podcast app. You subscribe to all manner. There's thousands of podcasts.
Might be able to ditch it.
I heard there was only one.
Can you ditch it? Try and ditch it.
Well, I just did, and it gives me options to delete right here. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't delete it. Oh, well, if you can delete it, then my bad. Don't delete it. Use it. Subscribe to the Sarah and Vinny. We do a full show podcast. There's something called The Lost 30, and then there's The Secret Show. So we have a podcast out the yin yang for you here. We poop them out daily.
646 says, don't you guys know rap is the new emo right now? All that mumble rap, lo-fi, trap stuff is super real life and depressing.
Yeah, no thanks. I didn't like emo all that much either, so. My grave. You want me dead.
Diane.
630 says, speaking of female rappers, whatever happened to Iggy Azalea? I think she put out an album and it didn't do well.
Yeah, I see her in the news here and there.
She was in the news last week for what she was not wearing. She was kind of rolling around and had this see-through thing going on. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she's got some stuff going on.
I may have to research
she does,
that.
She has some gadugada going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, she does.
She's like skinny.
I think she's cute.
Is that a phony butt?
I think so. Just seems so out of place with the rest of she's like real skinny, you know, like skinny torso, skinny arms, and then just and then skinny legs.
Let's see. The new classic came out in 2014. I guess that was her big one. Reclassified came out. No, she hasn't put out that new album yet.
Yeah, I think she's right. Like one day ago, 19 hours ago, Iggy Azalea channel Sia in exotic topless Instagram snaps.
Oh.
Iggy Azalea sexiest selfies in bikinis, underwear, and more.
Oh, she did 6 songs. She just released an EP, Iggy Azalea, August 3rd.
Hmm.
6 songs. Oh, one of them's with Wiz Khalifa. Does that mean you probably played that for us?
Was I here on the 3rd?
Oh, maybe August. You weren't. Maybe you weren't here. Maybe that might be why.
Oh, right. That was the Friday that we were all off.
Oh, that's why we missed it. Okay. Well, there's...
God, that was a while ago.
She has something out now. 6 songs. 619 says, I hear cigarettes called grits all the time, Vinny. Maybe it's a SoCal thing.
Maybe. Must be. I mean, where else would you have gotten it from? Westerns?
No, I got it from the smoking section at Irvine High. You got a grit? Yeah, I bought a pack, and I don't want to share them with you. I'm going to smoke all these.
Other these don't smoke OPs.
Is that what they're called?
Other people's.
So bummed I will miss Steve Perry. We'll be at work at 8.
That's okay. Again, the podcast.
And he's coming in.
Yeah. So we've been led to believe.
Hi, Vinny. I used to be an altar boy when I was younger. Even though they wipe the chalice, people backwash. That's why I don't drink unless I go to a church that uses little individual cups.
Mm.
Someone else wrote it and said, you must not be at a Catholic church. They would never give you the blood of Christ or whatever.
And yeah,
no, it's a Catholic church for sure.
I've definitely had it. I've only gone to Catholic churches.
Yeah.
I wondered if maybe I missed out on that because I was a kid. Like, I stopped going to church around age 13.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But they have changed it a lot since you were last there. There's a lot of different things.
Sure.
A lot of different stuff.
Well, and all kinds of scandals. You hear the Pennsylvania
stuff? Pennsylvania scandal's awful. It's brand new, or it's just...
Well, it's not brand new,
but it's big. It's a big story right now.
And it's the worst.
Yes.
It's horrendous. I actually thought to myself, 300 priests in Pennsylvania? How many goddamn priests are there in Pennsylvania? Like, how many churches are affected by this? That is sickening.
Mm-hmm.
It's F-word sickening.
Someone just happened to be driving over the Golden Gate Bridge as you were talking about the bridge going down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So they were like, Sarah, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
I'm driving over the Golden Gate Bridge right now, and you're talking about it coming down.
Well, it scares the hell out of me, you know? You hear about a 50-year-old bridge in Italy, just really a lightning strike. Well, it turns out that's not the case, right? It wasn't a lightning strike. It was...
Well,
no,
they're saying
they're
weather-related.
First, they said weather-related. Now they're saying what we had talked about, which is it's an infrastructure deal. Someone should have been checking that stuff and probably wasn't.
Right.
And they even mentioned in the story I read they hadn't gotten to the point of doing any work on it because they fear corruption of funds spent. And that's another issue where you're
Jesus.
Who's going to get the contract to do the work and...
And is the work going to be shoddy?
A lot of people wrote when we talked about that, and I don't know if I'll be able to find him in a timely manner because we're already out of time, but they were saying, you guys are right. You cannot get elected officials to talk about infrastructure because it's not sexy, and it's hard to get them to direct funds that direction because everyone feels like the immediate problem is the homeless or whatever else. Some point... Things under the city and within our infrastructure need to be fixed.
Well, the problem is that we don't want to put dollars where we can't see them until something breaks. And then we piss and moan that nothing was done about them.
Yeah.
Infrastructure, man. We have a crumbling infrastructure.
Vinny 707, us mountain girls from the summit in Santa Cruz call them grits, too.
Hmm. Yeah. It's, I think it's pretty fairly common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only person I've ever heard say it.
Really?
Yeah.
I refuse to like a post of hashtags if hashtags outnumber the pic description.
Yeah, human.
Oh, it's one person.
Yeah, and who knows what 707 knows? Yeah. Probably nothing.
They don't know anything.
Follow us on Instagram, Alice973. Actually, you know what? Follow us all individually. It's a little bit annoying that Alice has so many more followers than we do individually. I guess, you know, maybe it's because Human constantly posts there, but Human TV, Van Hassan, Clarky Clark, Yuzette, because she's the only one with that name, and
right.
Brinny Boy, B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
And Vonda Wizard.
Oh, yeah, and Von, who does our cameras, Vonda, like the girl's name, Vonda. Vonda Wizard.
I listed all of our individual Instagrams on the Alice 973 Instagram.
Yeah, they're
in the
on there. I've seen them.
So, yeah, so if you follow Alice, please follow us, too. Okay. We won't spam you, we promise.
In terms of good shows, says 904, Mrs. Maisel, I don't know, Maisel, then Goliath, then Ozarks. Watch Mrs. Maisel, Sarah. You and Human
will
love it.
I want to.
They're
I
calling
prefer
that
to try
the must
that.
Watch.
Yeah, Goliath is great, though.
I have found myself watching more episodes of it, not because I sought it out, but because the missus is rolling through those. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
no,
it sounds
super weird and fascinating.
The fact that they can timepiece these, that's maybe one of my favorite parts of it, is these timepieces. It's like Mad Men, the way they get the cars and they get the furniture and
the outfits, the hair, the makeup,
all the stuff. I mean, every single thing in the shot has to be
vintage,
right?
You know, all of it. Mm-hmm. Get everything digital out of this photo. Okay.
Is that someone's iPhone laying on that counter, on that Formica countertop?
Lady in the street, but freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heard that on a few rap songs.
And we'll end there.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, what, it was a freaking dream show today. Like, we talked to Steve Perry today. I didn't even ever think, never even crossed my mind in my entire radio career that that would ever be an option. So exciting. Yeah. Well, I've been forcing him down your throat for 21 years, Vinny. Here's some Steve Perry. Want some more? Here, have some more. One more bite. Just one more bite of Steve Perry.
No, I thought he was fantastic. And I do like him. I just, you know, you love Steve Perry. But I know who he is in music. And it's interesting that he tapped out the way he did, that he was able to stay tapped out as long as he has.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
Because there was pressure for him to come back. Like, they were on his ass for years.
They're still asking him to come back. Mm-hmm. And then for him to want to come back and for it to be as easy as it seemed. I mean, he had to make the record and all that.
Yeah.
But obviously, the music business is like, oh, yes, please.
Frothing on his own terms, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very cool.
Anyway, it was very exciting to talk to him. Thank goodness it went well. And hopefully, the deal that we were promised is that he's coming in after this.
Yeah.
So, and
we're working on it.
He lives locally is what
we're
hearing
on
from
it.
Listeners.
There's a new album, too, coming out very soon. I don't have the name of it in
Traces.
Front of me. Traces.
And I think he said October 5th. I don't have the date in
front
of me. Well, anyway, we're very excited.
Yeah.
The end. Stick around. Lexi's up next, followed by Jane. And then we'll see you tomorrow. And it'll already be Thursday. Holy cow.
Oh, Big Brother.
Oh my God, Big Brother
Yay.
Tonight, Vinny. Woohoo!
Your favorite day.
Yeah, what a great day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.